Chapter 9. Setting the conditions for success. Now you are in the door starting your new career, which has been your goal as well as my hope for you in writing this book. Whether your role is one of an individual contributor or a manager leading and directing others, it is time to begin expanding your new professional network. This network should include fellow employees from all aspects of the business, marketing, finance, sales, operations, supply chain, etc. Your motive is to align yourself with others who can provide important insights about how each department works toward achieving the business goals and vision of the company. Start by finding a mentor, or at least identify someone who has leadership skills and can act as a resource and sounding board. An ideal mentor would be someone within the company who has also served in the military. If there is a business resource group or affinity group of veterans in your new organization, join it and get involved. You may also find a mentor within this group. Here is how I approach the task of finding a mentor in the private sector. While working in the various positions I've held over the years, I met a number of subject matter experts. As time permitted, I invited them to lunch. Everyone has to eat, after all, and I was open with them. I told them I was retired military, and I was trying to learn the ropes regarding how things got done around the company, as well as more about their particular specialty areas. Trust me, when you ask someone to talk about what he does, to help you understand his world of marketing or finance, he will jump at the opportunity. People love to talk about themselves and what they know. So capitalize on that and learn from them. And make sure you don't just go to one person in each of these specialty areas. Meet as many people as you can and get to know them. You never know where your next opportunity will come from. It could come from one of these experts you have met. When I was a soldier, I knew my primary job cold and was trained to deal with adversity and stress under fire and to just get the job done. I suspect you are the same. Yet, there were many jobs that came my way in the military in which I had to dig deep and figure things out on my own. It is no different in the private sector. Reach out and find a network of professionals who can help steer your new course. This effort takes a lot of time and really never ends. Always keep in the back of your mind when you meet someone new, that person might just be the one who helps you get in the door for an interview. Then, once you are in your new job, you will be able to determine who you need to connect with in order to get your job done. When I started at Coca-Cola, it took me a few months to learn how the process of getting approvals worked. Along the way, I started meeting a number of people from all types of backgrounds with different skill sets, and I started building my Coca-Cola network. This did not happen overnight. It may be a while before people will take their time to get to know you. What helped me was my ability to collaborate with others, as well as the ability to interact with all people, from the highest levels of the company to the lowest. Those skills came from my time in uniform. Leverage what you know, and do not sell yourself short. You know more than you think you do. The things that you have done during your military service, whether it was short or long, are just shy of being a miracle, in my opinion. Networking during your service years was certainly different, but no less important, as many of you met face-to-face with tribal elders, local government officials, and others to make on-the-spot decisions so that your troops were not killed or injured. These same skills, at a much lesser level, can be transferred over to sales, operations, finance, marketing, and even mergers and acquisitions negotiations. There are many CEOs in the private sector who would love to have people in their organization with these types of skills.